I didn't have a dog as a kid, so Snoopy I always considered my first dog.
Cartoonist Patrick McDonnell is the man behind the popular comic strip Mutts. His mostly animal cast centers on a dog, Earl, and his friend, Mooch the cat. McDonnell says he frequently draws inspiration from their real-life counterparts.
I look at my own dog and cat and try to think what they might be thinking, you know, try to see the world through their eyes. You know, that gives you a different take on things, and that helps with writing a cartoon every day.
As he began drawing Mutts a decade ago, McDonnell also drew inspiration from Snoopy and his creator, Charles Schulz. The friendship between the two cartoonists is one reason that McDonnell worked as co-curator of the newest exhibit at the Schulz Museum. It's called Top Dogs, Comic Canines Before and After Snoopy.
I was kind of surprised in comics that the dogs were definitely represented, but they didn't really get center stage until Snoopy. I mean, Snoopy really was probably like the first superstar dog. Cats had a better run of it, you know, between Crazy Cat and Felix the Cat, but dogs were mostly sidekicks, you know, like Tig and Buster Brown and Sandy and Little Orphan Annie. But it really took Snoopy to put the dog as a major focus. You know, before then, dogs were sort of the way we know dogs, our, you know, our best friends, our companions. And like Sandy only said arf, some dogs talked, but they, you know, wasn't the major characters. Charles Schulz really got into dogs' heads. He understood them and showed us the secrets of what they were thinking. And Snoopy was just so funny. I mean, not only did we get to see what Snoopy was thinking, but how funny he was thinking.
But McDonnell notes that the Snoopy we know and love today is not the character that Schulz first introduced.
Snoopy did start off just like the earlier comic dogs, of just walking on 4 feet and saying arf and not really being who he was going to become. That was a slow evolution. It was like in the 50s, he started seeing what he thought, and then he started walking on two legs, and geez, he made it all the way to the moon. So Snoopy definitely evolved a lot.
And as the Top Dogs exhibit shows, the evolution of other canine cartoons has continued beyond Snoopy.
After Snoopy, I think cartoonists took it to the next level, and dogs talked. Now we not only know what they're thinking, but we hear what they're saying, you know, like Dilbert's dog, Bert, and I think Mother Goose and Grimm. I mean, now the dogs are actually interacting with the humans, so that is an evolution in comics.
Altogether, the exhibit covers more than a century of dogs in the comics. That's not at all surprising to McDonald, who says dogs are simply fun to draw.
They have a couple of qualities that are good for cartoons, and that's innocence, because with a cartoon, you always have to see the world new, because every day it's a new cartoon. And I also think just fun. I mean, they're fun animals. They're funny. I mean, my dog makes me laugh every day, and I just think they have that great joy of life, that spirit, and that's important in a cartoon. And they also have big noses, and that always helps.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.